We kicked this around yesterday for about 2 minutes, and I don't even know how it got started, but we started getting into during E-News, when we were kids, things that signaled success to us. And, you know, look, it's obvious when you say, well, a giant house, a really sweet car. Of course, all that signaled success. That was the obvious stuff. But there were also little things when I was a kid that made big impressions on me. And like when I would go to my dad's office or my dad's workplace and I would go into his superior's office, there was one time when I walked in there and I saw one of those pendulum ball things. Where one ball would hit a group of four and they would go flying up in the air and all that.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that guy's loaded.
I heard you guys talking about this and I could not agree more. Newton's Cradle.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also the next one, the pins that you can put your face on.
Yeah.
Anything that was expensive at Spencer's.
Yeah.
Or, gosh, what's that other store in the mall? That has
Brookstone?
All the new, Brookstone or
Sharper Image?
Sharper Image,
yeah.
Anything that has, like, inventions.
I don't know what it was, but I was just fascinated by that. I was like, man, that's so cool. Another thing for me was whenever you walked into someone's house and their dad had an office.
Yeah.
In the house.
A dedicated office.
Dude, yeah. Okay. Look, you know, it's not like I grew up poor. You know that, but...
Oh, we're aware.
Thank you.
Reminded daily.
And that you're an IPA guy at heart.
But there were certain things that some of my friends' parents had where I walked in, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That is next level. And when the dad would... You're like, hey, well, you know, where's your dad? He needs to help us out with the basketball goal. He's in his office. We can't go in there. Mm-hmm. What? No, you can't go in there. And then when he left, you would go in there and you would see that his office consisted of... cool things like a deer head.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe a framed degree.
Oh, that's where I'm going. The degree.
I have that one.
The degree on the wall.
Yeah.
That meant success.
Absolutely meant success.
And I would just stare at it, and it would say, like, Bachelor of Science, you know, and it for Texas A&M.
And like a cool font.
The best font with this really.
The what Selena I, back window font.
Oh, yeah. With this. This brown frame that was, you know, that was super thick. And
is this wood?
Yeah, and you would just stare at it. And then maybe a master's degree. And then it was just,
yes, sir.
Wow.
Success.
He's a master. He mastered something.
Yeah, there's something different about this guy. Danny mentioned this yesterday in the Globe.
Oh, well, for sure.
The globe that also the lid comes off the top and reveals a wet bar.
Yeah.
Or a wet bar in general.
Like
if somebody had a
wet bar on my list.
A dedicated
too.
Bar.
I do too.
You knew that meant success. Smaller objects like back to the Newton's balls or whatever the thing was. How about the ornate letter opener?
For sure.
When
like,
somebody,
what is that, a knife?
Wow, is that, but it's not sharp? What's that for?
Yeah.
You know the big sword letter opener?
Yes. Those were great.
Boy, that was one that I thought, man, if you had one of those, you're balling.
I think that goes along with a pen that you like put back in a little holder.
Yes.
Like, ooh, that pen's not going anywhere.
Right.
This is not just your pack of pins.
No,
pin.
This pin stays here.
Whenever there was, it's not only the bar in the house, but it was when I would see the bar being used. So when the dad would go over there on a Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
And make himself a belt.
Yes. And sometimes the bars were open and sometimes you would have these, it's almost like it was in a closet and you would pull it open, pull the doors open and there it was. And he would get, and it was never, like you were saying, it was never like a bottle of Jack Daniels.
No.
It was the crystal bottle.
A decanter.
Of brown liquid.
Right.
And he would just pour it in a glass that I never saw being used
in any other form, just when dad used it at the bar.
It was a drink glass.
Yeah,
like
the highball.
I never drank orange juice out of it or high C. That was specifically used for booze.
For brown drink.
And I would see my friend's dads go over there and pour a drink, and I'm like, man, that is badass.
See, I grew up incredibly poor, but we did have one. My mom had one brother that made it out, moved to Wisconsin, started an electric company, and became very wealthy. When he was partners with, is it Chester Markle, the old kicker from Green Bay, from the Packers?
Yeah, he
was partners with him. So he would drive back to Knox City probably a couple times a year, and every year he would come back and he would have the latest model Continental, Lincoln Continental, Mark IV, whatever. He would drive it for a year, return it at the end of the year, and get the next year's model. So every year he had a brand new Continental. But the thing that he had that blew everybody's mind, especially my Uncle Ken, who was a pretty kick-ass alcoholic, he would open the trunk and pull out this giant leather, humongous briefcase, bring that in to my grandparents' house, set it on the dining room table, and open it up to reveal the portable bar.
Oh, my God.
Yes, for the alcoholic on the go. And his specialty was Bloody Marys.
Of course.
So there it was with the giant, 1.75 of Stolichnaya vodka and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary mix. And he would just customize these Bloody Marys. And my other uncles and aunts were just like salivating because they were just used to drinking like old granddad. And here's Uncle Johnny with the Beefeater and the high-end top shelf liquors.
Strainer.
Yeah. The mobile suitcase bar. Dude shows up in a brand new Lincoln every year, I guess.
Like right now you can go get something like this?
Maybe. That's the only time I'd ever seen one. But to me that was the ultimate. And that dude has made it. That is success when you can travel around with a bar in your trunk.
I'm going to run through my list real quick.
Okay.
Do it.
Number one is a jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody I knew who had a hot tub, not a pool, but we had the above ground pool with a separate hot tub, and I thought it was the tease. I'd go out there like every night with basically like a virgin Cape Cod, like a cranberry and Sprite. I'm like, this is the life.
Yes.
Like 10.
So my dad, when we were probably 13... I was 13, maybe 12, I don't know. He came home and he goes, "We got some money from the IRS back."
Oh, boy.
And I go, "Okay." And he asked me and my sister this. Not my mom, me and my sister. "What do you guys want? You want new carpet or a hot tub?" It's like, a hot tub, man.
A hot tub. They got used once.
I know, man.
We hit it all the time. I mentioned this, but a deck. Any family that had some sort of a deck in their backyard, mm-hmm. I always thought that was success. Pool table.
Pool tables, yeah. And that was on my list.
Huge. Along with the pool table, any sort of game room. Like, if you met somebody who had a game room, and it really was just kind of an extra living room that might have had, like, memorabilia.
Yes.
Memorabilia is also on my list. There was a girl on my street whose dad, I don't even know what he did, but somehow he had pictures of himself with athletes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, is that Bill Bates? How do you know him?
You must be rich.
A jet ski, of course.
Yeah.
That was big. Some sort of like a Bowflex or like a, like a order on television home workout.
You mean a glorified clothes hanger?
Yeah, pretty much. A sink or a TV outside.
Sink?
Yeah, like if you're outside, had running water or you had, I don't know, for whatever reason, I always thought that was great. When you get a new car that's from the next year.
You're driving the 18 right now.
2018 Explorer.
And it's September of 2000.
How did he get that?
Is he a time traveler?
He's from the future.
This one's really lame. A humidifier. Not a humidor. Like if people had like the thing that would purify their air in their house.
Yeah, to like keep you from getting sick or whatever.
Their air is so good.
Their air is perfect.
I can feel it. And my last one, and this is the worst, is if whenever you have a party, you get a margarita machine.
Yeah.
A frozen drink machine,
they
yes.
They have machines for drinks at their house.
Yeah.
What's next? Robots?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so a few of mine. Now, we never had, like, art or anything in the house.
Sure.
My parents weren't into that. And so I had a couple of friends that not only had art, but they had nude art.
So uppity.
And like a nude statue.
Okay, oh, sculpture was on mine.
And dude, sculpture. I was like, wow. What do they pay for nudity? Like, that must be the extra. Most expensive type of art ever.
Extra.
Yes, yeah. But, it was all classy, you know. And But then there would be they had like a naked lady statue, like a brown statue, and I would always walk over and there's like a lady like arching her back, and you would just try to surreptitiously grab the boob, you know, if nobody's seeing, like,
still counts.
Oh, that's what it feels like. Okay, gotta go. That was huge for me. The nameplate on the desk.
Yep. Oh yeah.
That was, and it was always like you knew your dad's. They're your friend's dad's names, but on that nameplate, it wouldn't say like Steve Jensen. It would say F. Steven Jensen or yes. whatever, you know, their first initial, their full middle name, and it was always this gold nameplate where you're like, whoa. Or they had it on their door of their office. And you're like, man.
Ridiculous.
He's so smart.
And then maybe even a title.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think using an initial means you've made it.
I agree.
Could be first, could be middle. But
when I go to Witch, I've made it.
Name. Really?
I'm D.A. when I go to Witch.
D.A. Bayless.
D.A. No, just D.A.
See, I think you need the last name, like you were saying, like F. Scott Henson or...
Right.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a first or middle initial that you use, I dig it.
Yeah. Real quick here, I know this sounds ridiculous, but, you know, we grew up in a house of mutts. Mm-hmm. Still have mutts. We're still a mutt family. Every family that I knew... that had a golden retriever.
Really? That meant success.
They were so pretty.
That's regal.
And they behaved so well. They did things on command, you know, where my dog's over there, like, he would steal a pot of spaghetti and things like that. And these golden retrievers were just so kind and lovable, and they always had good names, and I don't know. There was just something about families that had golden retrievers that I thought were rich.
No, that's for sure. Purebred dog in general.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys have pretty much listed all mine. The only one that I could think of, and this was obviously back in the 80s, but if you knew anybody that had the gigantic... satellite dish.
Oh, God.
You knew. Oh, no, and this thing was the size of a kiddie pool, you know?
Yeah. It, like, could signal aliens.
Yes, it could.
Making contact.
You know what else was big for me was you always had the old school phones where it was on the wall, mm-hmm. and the buttons were on the little handset, you know, on the wall. And then my friends, I went over to his house one day, and he had the phone that you picked up the handset, actually, and the buttons were on that.
Yes.
On the thing that you just picked.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
How'd that happen?
So I don't have to go walk over to the wall or anything?
Whoa.
It's all right there. You are loaded.
Back to the satellite dish. My buddy had one, and he was the richest guy in school.
Here comes a porn story.
There's no doubt. And we were able to tell when his parents were driving down the highway that exactly how long it took them to get to the house, park, and come inside. It was exactly the same time to get the satellite to revolve 180 degrees from the screw channel all the way back to TBN.
Oh,
Bible Network.
Yeah.
So when they'd come home, they didn't realize
watching Bible.
Oh, they didn't realize that we'd been tying them off watching Seika videos, and then they walk in and it's like some guy with a mustache on the Bible Network.
You're all sweaty.
Uh huh. That's
all right. Well, there you go.